listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning and welcome to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Today is December the 14th in the year of our Lord 2019, and we hope everybody had a safe and joyous week. Well, good morning, Tim, and good morning, Rick.
Good morning, sweetie. I don't think Rick's on yet, but he might be.
Okay. Not yet? Oh, good morning, Ken. Oh, I hope everybody had a safe and good week.
Well, it sure has been an interesting week, hasn't it? Old Boris Johnson over there in the United Kingdom, man, he really put those socialist slash communist slash labor party in their place. What a blowout election. I mean, that's right up there with Trump's last election. He just wiped them out. This is going to get interesting. Brexit will happen January 31st, short of a nuclear war or something, which I don't see on the horizon. This is going to be incredible for the people of the United Kingdom. My guess is about 18 months of flopping around and uncertainty, and then you're going to see the remaining 3.5 years of this government just really provide for the people and provide economic opportunities like they haven't seen since the late 70s and early 80s when Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister. I'm actually very happy for the people of the UK. And I guess I have a little bit of affinity for the UK for living there on and off for 3 years when we first got married, sweetie. So I'm happy for them. Okay. But anyway, what's on your radar?
You know, this week, well,
I heard a lot of things disturbing.
Well, I heard that the governor of Virginia actually passed a law to take legalized guns away from the citizens, which is in violation of the Constitution. You know, and their rights.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of curious on how big of a mess this is going to create, because I don't see the police going in and saying, okay, I'm taking your guns that you legally own, and I don't see the National Guard doing it, and I don't see our military doing it. So the question is, how is this governor of Virginia supposed to get this law enforced?
Well, here's what the deal is, all right? Let's clarify a couple of things. One, they've got a majority Democratic legislature coming in the state house in Virginia. Actually, I believe it's Commonwealth. I'm not sure. It makes no difference. But anyway, the Democratic Attorney General has come out and doubled down on what the bills... they've got a bill ready to pass that is, yes, going to take guns away from people. I personally don't see this happening. I believe it was 25 counties that have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties, wherein the sheriff of those respective counties has said he will refuse to enforce those laws. Now, when the Attorney General discovered this happenstance, he came out and said, the laws will be enforced, period. I'm paraphrasing. Actually, it was a little bit more draconian than that. Now, my question to everybody in Virginia, and if you're in Virginia, feel free to call in after the bottom of the hour. We really would like to scoop on this. But the way I understand things, there's nobody going to enforce this. I mean, what's the governor going to do? Call out the National Guard? National Guard's not going to take away everybody's guns. Trump won't send in the army to back up the state for something that violates the Constitution, which, of course, is stripping of the rights of the people, of their Second Amendment rights, which I maintain are God-given rights. So I don't see this playing out very well. Something's got to give. The people of the state of Virginia are not going to give.
And there's people just like here in Missouri and other states that, live off the grid. So when they're living off the grid, they have, of course, maybe no power, no water, whatever. But they provide for their families with their weapons, by hunting and defeating them. So like I said, it's their constitutional right. It's our constitutional rights, our Second Amendment to own our guns and to protect ourselves. And I just don't understand how this governor even thought that passing such a law would actually work. I mean, really? Come on.
Well, they haven't passed it yet, Lori. It's after the first of the year. But what the soon-to-be Democratic-controlled legislature is saying is that they are going to pass it. It hasn't happened yet. There's still time for them to see the light of day and realize the bloodbath that this will likely cause. So it hasn't happened yet.
Well, I hope they open their eyes before they do the final stamp on it and realize that this is a big mistake because I know there's people here in Missouri aren't going to give up their guns, especially, the ones that are legally owned and since our constitutional rights would be invaded. I don't see the people of Virginia doing that either. So, yeah, I'm really hoping and praying that they open their eyes before they put that final rubber stamp on that law that they're trying to pass to take their guns away. And, before, like you said, start a world war. Because that's exactly what would happen, another civil war here in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I wouldn't call it a civil war. It might be a state insurrection. I don't know if the surrounding states are going to play or not. I'm very confident West Virginia won't get in there and back up Virginia. Just absolutely don't see that happening. I really don't see North Carolina getting in there either and backing up the state of Virginia. I could be wrong. I haven't been in North Carolina in 35 plus years. So I don't know. But anyway, I guess Rick's not here yet. So anyway, he must have got held up. I talked to him less than 30 minutes ago, and everything was fine. But something, he has such sketchy phone service. He just might not be able to get a signal. But we'll keep going. Lori, I'm thinking since Rick's not on, why don't we go ahead and open up the phone lines now? All right, folks, instead of waiting to the bottom of the hour, go ahead and start calling in now, 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. My main thing is no racism. All you're going to do is piss me and Lori off. So anything else, we'll talk about.
Other than that, I just want to remind everybody that, yes, technically it's not legally wintertime yet, but it is getting colder in a lot of the states, and snow is on the ground in some of these states. Just want to remind everybody, like I do at the end of every show, that the elderly and the homeless are out there, and they could use your help, this time of year especially. So give what you can, even if it's just a little, it means a whole lot to them, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lori, I want to bring up one other thing real quick.
What's that?
This came up on John, where I did John Moore's show yesterday. You know, this time of year, everybody thinks about, you know, being charitable, you know, free turkey dinners to the homeless on Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. Well, as you remember, that last nonprofit you and I were on the board of, you know, I always made everybody mad when they suggested stuff like that. When I said, what about the other 364 days of the year? I know you were on a couple of those board meetings when I said that. Folks, we need to be charitable 365 days a year, not just on Christmas or Thanksgiving. You know, that I got to admit, that to me, that's just a tease. You grab somebody off the street, you bring them in where it's warm, you feed them a huge dinner, give them a swift kick in the ass and say, see you next year, same day, same channel. I don't think that's right. What do you think, Lori?
No, but sometimes, especially this time of year, we get really busy, you know, with the holidays and our plans and plans with our family, and we kind of forget about the others. So I think that this time of year is why most people would say, like I do, you know, please remember the homeless and the elderly, do what you can, a little bit more than you would the other 365 days.
Yeah. You know? Hey, guess what, sweetie? We got a call. We got Mike in Kentucky on line 5. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning to you. In Texas, several cities, I think, or around the country, different cities have, Houston being one of them, tried to outlaw feeding the homeless, and you may have caught that a couple of years ago. Some of the churches involved in it wouldn't have it.
Yeah, I read that.
They were, you know, they're obligated. You know, I was a stranger, and you clothed me. I was hungry, and you fed me. That's right out of the New Testament. You know, we're kind of obligated as Christians to do that. And so that's just direct interference with the First Amendment. So, you know, Charleston, South Carolina, Tallahassee, Florida, wherever else, you know, that's tried to outlaw this. In Texas, because it's an open carry state, some of the churches strapped some nice black rifles on their shoulder and went ahead and fed the homeless, and the cops just kind of said, well, I guess we're not going to escalate this, and just sat back and watched it, and they didn't get tickets. That was after the city council finally, you know, said they were going to outlaw that, being homeless. So,
hey, Mike, let me interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
Okay. For some reason, your audio is very bad, and I thought it was just me on Skype, but my engineer says the same thing. Can I get you to call or to hang up and call right back? We will immediately take your call.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be okay?
I hear that when he first talked to me. It was all choppy. But
right. Yeah, if you can hang up and call us right back, we'll wait for your call, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was going to talk about Virginia.
All right, go ahead. You hang up, call right back. Okay, I'm looking forward to what Mike has to say about Virginia, Lori. You know, Mike is a smart guy. He's been a regular caller forever. Also, maybe we can get him to play his harmonica this time. That would be great. So, I like Mike. Yeah. But anyway, hey, Ken, folks, I'm speaking to our engineer. Ken, when he calls back, go ahead and put him right on. Just let me know he's on the line, please. Thank you, sir. Anyway, while we're waiting for Mike to call back, which shouldn't be but for a minute, Lori, and he says he wants to address the thing in Virginia, which is great. You know, you mentioned snow and ice and all that earlier. I don't know if you knew it or not, but right here in the Ozarks, we're supposed to get hammered starting tomorrow.
Actually, no, I don't think I checked the weather today, so.
Yeah.
I mean, other than being gray and kind of cold outside today, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't really checked the weather.
Yeah, it says for tomorrow morning, chance of snow, then wintry mix. We got a winter weather advisory. I just hope it doesn't turn into an ice storm where we lose power. I hate it when that happens. We can manage it, believe me, but I just hate it when that happens.
No, we'll be fine if we do.
Oh, I know. We always are. Huh. Well, maybe Mike had to give up for a minute. Oh, well, we'll go on to the next subject. When he calls in, Ken's going to put him right on the air, and we'll start talking to him.
Okay, that works.
Anyway, let's see what's going on here in the world. And, you know, I did a check last week, Lori. Right now, by my count, there's 23 countries that are either in civil war or major civil unrest. And it's about the respective economies, especially in South America. But, you know, from what I've seen, a majority of it is about culture and religion. You know, like India, normally a stable country. Here's the headline: violent protests rage in India for fourth day over citizenship law. Well, I don't know the extent of their citizenship law or what all it covers. The only thing I know is they've decided that they ain't going to give citizenship to any more head choppers. And I personally say good on them. You know, I'm not racist. I'm anti-Muslim, which is not a race. There are members of all races that are part of Islam. I am against a theocratic political system. You know, a system that is created by mind control under the guise of religion. You know, that's what Islam really is. So I think India has finally seen the light and said, we're not going to take any more Muslims. And I think they're smart. You know, that's my personal opinion. We already talked about the Boris Johnson getting in office, elected for 5 years as prime minister. I mean, there's just so much that's happened this week. Protests in Colombia. All kinds of stuff. I think it was Chile also. You know, there's just so much going on. And then I won't even get started on the economy. It would take me 3 hours to explain what's really going on with this month's $150 billion injection into it's not the markets, actually, it's ETFs and hedge funds to keep them afloat, keep them from crashing. So anyway, oh good, hey Mike, now you wanted to talk about Virginia. Let's go ahead and do that, buddy.
Well, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, that crew, indirectly or directly, were involved in the foundation of laws for Kentucky, which was a county right. of Virginia. It was a county of Virginia, so a lot of the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions were written by pretty much Thomas Jefferson. And so we have provisions, and I'll guarantee their same provisions are in the Virginia constitutions, like the original ones, that were forever to remain outside the scope of the government to alter. In Kentucky, the first two constitutions, it's Section 10. And it ends with a paragraph that basically says the duped masses nor the government can change your, you know, it can't force you to do things which are repugnant to your conscience, and that you have the
right,
unlicensed privilege to carry armaments in defense of yourself. And as the story goes, I think it was on a stagecoach sometime in the 1840s, a guy pulled an umbrella out that had a hidden knife in the handle of the cane, and it created right. enough outrage that Kentuckians allowed, even though it was, like I say, the duped masses can't alter these unalienable principles, but allowed right. the Constitution to be rewritten. Okay.
Hang on just a minute, bud. Wait.
All right.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the show here on RBN. We are speaking with Mike in Virginia, and we're kind of getting his point of view since he lives in the state where this law is supposedly looks like it might pass after the first year. Okay, Mike, go ahead. Let us know what your thoughts
are. We used to be part of Virginia and supposedly to be admitted to the Union. The states, by the Constitution, have to have a government of the Republican form, so Kentucky was an early test of that. We were the 15th state carved out of Virginia with that state's permission, contrary to West Virginia, which was made a state from the territory or from the land of Virginia without that state's permission, you know. So is and a lot of people have asked that is West Virginia even a legitimate state? You know,
I mean, yeah. A lot of people. I've heard that before.
So there goes one star off the flag. But we can divide California. We can divide California in half, and most people won't notice. You know, still have 50 stars. I would say,
say,
you know, Texas could secede. I don't know if you listen to the Republic of Texas Sunday morning show much. They talk about those.
No, I don't. But Texas. I do read the news, and I Texas do pay attention to Texas.
Right. Well, Texas was made a state by treaty because it was an independent republic. It fought for independence from Mexico, whether you believe that was some kind of, you know, fomented thing from Washington. Texas,
I believe
there.
It was.
Right. Well, it was. They became a free and independent state and made a treaty with the United States to become a state, and that treaty has to be renewed. I think, is it Rick Perry? That's the energy secretary. He hasn't resigned or got fired yet, right?
No, he's still there. He's still energy secretary.
Right. So he was the governor. And, of course, he tried to push everybody into getting their children the viruses that supposedly give women cervical cancer. He tried to make them all get Gardasil. So much for it being a free state, you know, but he couldn't get it pushed through. But while he was in office, and every so often it comes up, they threaten, you know, something Washington doesn't do right. They threaten to secede, Texas
right.
does, or actually just not renew the treaty. That's all they would have to do, or cancel the treaty. So, you know, all this that hints at is that the states are part of this union. If it's not, well, it's pretty much multiple layers of corruption is going on. We've got laws that were not supposed to be changed that are sort of looking like they've been changed, but you have to wonder what's really going on here. Have they tricked us
right.
into contracting to be a employee of Congress? And Ralph Wintermount out of Alaska covers some of his research on this that shows that all of the courts, or what you think is courts, are actually administrative venues under Congress, and this government is occupying the offices because they're vacated. The news media convinced everybody that the union was dissolved in 1862. That's what the big black headlines said with all the ink, you know, union is dissolved, but it wasn't dissolved.
Right.
And the evidence for that is in 1913, when most of Congress got on the train so they'd have plausible deniability, because back then they still could hang people for treason, you know. Nowadays it's gotten a little hard to do that. But in 1913, all the Congress critters got on the train and went home for Christmas, except for a small group that did a voice vote and
right.
voted in the Federal Reserve Act. Now,
right.
so they had a quorum. Just because seven senators were recalled by their states in 1862 did not dissolve the union. It was a mass psychological operation. It's still sitting there. The union, the de jure government, still sitting there. The laws are still valid. We just have to cancel our contracts that we've been tricked into because, and put them on notice. Notice to the agent is notice to the principal. You have to, you know, stand your ground and say, look, I'm not accepting this defective status that you're imposing on me. I have a right to defend myself. I am myself. I'm not representing myself. You know, they trick
right.
you with all this wordsmithing.
Mike, that's our music. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Our finest gifts we bring for
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. It's the
holiday
season.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are speaking with Mike in West Virginia. Mike, if you want to go ahead.
No,
and...
Mike is in Kentucky, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry, in Kentucky. Yeah. I am sorry.
Well, it used to be Virginia.
I'm sorry. If you want to go ahead and wrap up your thoughts, because we have another caller.
Well, I was just going to say that we're dealing with what they call de facto and not de jure. It's a substitute government that is basically administrating things.
Right.
But, you know, they're... I don't, you know, I think it's like some kind of matrix, you know, an artificial substitute, you know. So when these laws come up, you know, in a lot of cases, I don't think most of the stuff in Virginia right now is proposed, and it probably won't pass. But they're void ab initio from their very conception is the concept in law. You know, that if anybody's got a lawyer, see, that's the thing. The most dangerous creation of any society is a man with nothing left to lose. So these lawyers all have bar card license. They can be jerked around. But if the people take matters into their own hands, you know, and stop letting the wordsmithers con them, a lot of times cases just, what, go away, disappear from the docket, or go to the mountain demure. So you can try your hand at that and stand up to them, and that's a little barometer that they use to, well, we better back off, because if we get masses of people jamming the courts up, it'll cripple the system. That's the only method we've got left. Unless you're ready to go to the cartridge box, and I don't think that's very smart. You got the ballot box and the jury box, and then the next box is the cartridge box. So I'll let you go.
All right, well, thank you, Mike, and I absolutely agree with you. There is one other thing that can happen. Play judicial watches game, file bunches of lawsuits, and get massive press coverage. That seems to be working for them. Okay, we do have Rick on the line in case nobody heard him. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Good morning, Rick. Glad you made it through.
Good morning. Yes, yes, I had to fight my way through the crowd, but here I am.
I am glad you're here.
Yeah.
We do have another caller. We have Jerry in Texas on line 9. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Laurie and Tim and Rick. Yeah, there's several little topics that I'd like to toss out. First of all, hearing this con. The Constitutional Convention. 10 you're a computer guru. What do you do when you got a computer got so much stuff on it and the operating system gets corrupted? What do you do?
Well,
you reformat. You go back to the basic operating system.
Right. Or I change operating systems, wipe out what I've got other than my backup hard drives, and just start afresh.
Right. Well, so far as I'm concerned, this is a Jerryism, if you will. I think we need to reformat back to the original operating system with the Constitution and the Ten Amendments and kick out all these nefarious and fraudulent laws and special interests and what have you. Problems would be solved, you know. But anyway, so far as that's two steps there. Homeless. I meet this horse pretty regularly. The problem with homelessness, a huge part of it, is they have regulated, controlled, restricted from people being able to build their own affordable housing.
Yes.
My folks built a two-room house. It was supposed to be in a garage. They had a living room, bedroom combination, one room, and the other was a kitchen dining room.
Right.
And they were going to build an adjacent house, but they eventually just added on to it as money and the family grew. I was, 5 years old before that house was expanded to a living area and another kitchen. The kitchen was converted into my bedroom, and the folks still had the bedroom. And then as the family expanded, we added more bedrooms and bathrooms. But,
not one building permit in the whole mess.
Oh, no. That wasn't even a septic tank permit. They have regulated this deliberately where people can't do that anymore. Even in the rural areas, the majority of them, somebody finds out. Did you see that article? Kanye West had a bunch of undeveloped land outside of L.A. that he was going to build some structures and what have you to house a lot of the homeless problem in L.A., but he didn't pull the proper permits, and the neighbors got complaining about too much construction noise late in the evening, perhaps at night, and the powers that shouldn't be come out there and looked at him and said, well, you're going to have to start pulling this permit and get this permit and this one and that one, and bulldozed it down. Well, he couldn't afford to do all that and wasn't going to jump through the hoop, so he bulldozed it down. Now, if these people were serious about helping these homeless people, they would have jumped through hoops to accommodate this man to provide out of his own pocket now this housing, you know, free of charge. Folks, let's look at the agenda on a lot of this stuff, point the finger where it's supposed to be. The cities, the counties, they want restrictions and what have you. It's not for the benefit of the families or the individuals, majority of the time. It has to do with property values and taxation.
Exactly.
Well, can I inject something?
Yeah.
Go ahead. There is, not that anybody's going to read this book, and I've only read part of it, as I've only read part, when I finish the Bible, I'm going to maybe read a whole other book, which I'm joking, that'll never happen. But if you were to look at a book written by Eustace Mullins, and you say, well, why should I do that? Well, he was a student of Ezra Pound, and he wrote a book called, well, he wrote a couple of them. One was called The Federal Reserve, and the other was The Secrets of the New World Order. Now, this book was written way back maybe in the 70s. It's almost a collector's item now. If you want a copy of it, it's expensive. But in the first 50 pages, he describes everything we talk about here with respect to control, social control, whether that has to do with a phony stock market or an overreaching government or currency manipulation, or in this case, what's called soft terror. And what they're doing with soft terror, and it all fits in to the, I think, all fits into the exact same category, is it has to do with the open borders. It has to do with the crime that it causes. Let's be reasonable. They could close the border if they wanted to. With respect to the drug cartels, they don't do anything about the drug problem here, because
it's a big business, Rick.
It is very big business, but it serves a dual purpose. Like when Cuba emptied out their prisons, where did they send those people? Well, they sent them here.
Right.
Why do we keep
that was when Jimmy Carter was president, and he could have stopped it, and he didn't.
No, yeah, but my point would be this. Let me sum this up so you can get on with your thought, Jerry, is that this all fits into the same category. The homeless problem all becomes your problem and my problem. It becomes a distraction. It becomes a form of soft terror, which causes social chaos, and it is a form of social control. And the reason that they're not serious about correcting the homeless problem is the same reason that the drugs continue to pour across the border, and we have unending human trafficking and criminals running all over the street, driving cars. The same reason that we pay everybody's health care who can manage to get across it. It's the exact same thing. It has a deleterious effect on the fabric of society, and that's why when they get a chance to do something, they make up some BS talking point, and they turn their back and they walk away. They want to leave it just like that is, because it suits their purpose. Sorry,
point taken. Very well taken. You know, it's we've been hijacked. I mean, we all know that. One way, I've got a solution. If people want to, and our powers, it shouldn't be, would address it so far as the illegal immigration, if you will. And at one time, it was a felony to be in this country without proper documentation. Whatever country they're from, when they commit a crime, that punishment should fit the country they're from. Beheadment, dismemberment of a hand, public whippings. Why should they, if they're here, do not abide by our rules and laws and enter this country illegal, why should they have the same rights of punishment and internment that we have?
Let me just suggest this. When one of these illegal aliens, there are no illegal people. When one of these illegal aliens commits a crime here, what the hell do we put them back across the border, and in 48 hours they're back here again? I'm sorry,
right.
What is that really a punishment? By the way, you say why? Soft terror, that's why. It's your problem, it's my problem, it's society's problem, but it suits them just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mark, I called in ahead of me. The ammo box, You know, the only way, and history has proven this time and time again, folks, the only way that you can enforce the border is by whatever's lethal at that particular time. If it's a lead wall, I'm sorry, folks, there's got to be a lead wall. If it's bow and arrows or swords or whatever, slingshots with rocks, whatever, that's what the...
No, I totally agree with you, and let me say this. When people call up and they talk about how the system is beating us down, and how we don't have a leg to stand on, and we should go to the ballot box, or we should run down to, they've got all that crap game. You can go to the ballot box if you want to, and you've got your choice. You can either drink cyanide or you can drink antifreeze, but that's your choice. Those are your choices that they're going to let you have. There is no solution to this problem except extreme violence. That's the only solution. And believe me, they don't care. They will send your own military, they'll send our military out to kill us and laugh about it. If you want to really get this done, you're going to have to give it to the perps before they can, or either that or maybe, find a way to have powerful local militias that will not take orders from a federal or state government. I don't know how you're going to do this, but it's going to be violent either way.
Oh yeah, now said that I'm paraphrasing, but basically all political power derives from the barrel of a gun, and he was right. Don't get me wrong, I'm not praising Mao Zedong, but he was right on that point.
I don't know. I don't know. I can talk. We're on the soapbox now. We've been in the ballot box, and it's the deep state. I keep hearing the deep state, reading about the deep state, the swamp, the deep swamp. It's there, and I don't know. This clean house, it's kind of interesting when 9/11, when that plane supposedly that went down in Pennsylvania was headed towards the White House, and the one that hit the Pentagon, it's kind of convenient, folks. Think about this, and I'll get off here and let somebody else pick up the ball or change subjects. Kind of curious that none of those planes was aimed at the U.S. Capitol building. And everything kind of drug along there till everybody got out that considered himself indispensable and important. Think about that, folks. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'll let y'all pick up. I got to get busy and make a bunch of noise. But y'all have a good weekend, Lori. Try to keep him out of trouble.
I do my best. It's not always easy, but...
I understand. My prayers are for you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jerry. All right, Jerry, folks, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead and give us a call. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want to. Rick, I know you wanted to, from your call on John Moore's show yesterday, I know you wanted to talk about some stuff today.
I did, yeah. But before we do that, let me just, you and Jerry and I were beating the ball back and forth across the net over the past couple of days. There was something that I was talking to my wife about, and it is a subject. I think it's a real subject with respect to exactly what we were just talking about, and that is that I don't like talking about political crap because. Basically, you're just chasing your tail. What I think is the end game. If in fact, and depending on, and I can draw an argument that we live in the best country on the planet, and I can also turn around, and I can get a lot of help on this, draw an argument that says we right now are living in a conquered country. Conquered by the deep state, conquered. Well, it's the military-industrial complex, which is a combination of fake government and the banks And, of course, they have the military as their enforcement arm, or even the police. But if, in fact, we live in that sort of an environment, like the Matrix, let's say it's the Matrix, what it means to me and to you being an older generation is different from what it's going to mean to my 30-something-year-olds, and it's different again to my grandkids. It means something different socially to everybody.
Yep. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Through the snow, Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear, sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling through the town, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling up and down, Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of
okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 14th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2019. Okay, Rick and Lori, we have a caller. We've got Chance in West Virginia on line 5. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, Rick, Miss Lori, and Tim. I think Mike from Kentucky touched upon this. We here in West Virginia, we're the only state formed out of the Civil War. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'd like to relate an experience to you folks. I moved down here from the Northeast about a little over 10 years ago. And I still can't forget taking the train down here, to move down here and settle down here, going through the state of Virginia, which was, I believe, about a four-hour drive from east to west throughout the whole state. I've noticed something strange, and I commented on it to folks down here when I moved down here. Each and every stop in Virginia, I've noticed people departing and people boarding. Nobody had a southern accent, and I thought it was rather strange. Being from the north, I expected to hear southern accents, you know? And that
right.
They all moved to New York, I believe.
Yeah, and it struck me rather odd. Yeah, it struck me rather odd, and I commented on that to the people, you know, down here when I moved here. It really struck me odd. And, you know, us guys here in West Virginia, we distinguish ourselves from West Virginia. We call ourselves West by God, Virginia. Believe it or not.
I bet you do.
Yeah, we do. We have been doing that for the last 10 years. But I have to admit, Tim, I'm pleasantly surprised by those sheriffs in Virginia. I never thought that they would take a stand, and I was so happy to hear that. I was shocked. And it makes me wonder if there's that many counties in Virginia that are basically, I don't like using the word conservative, but I'll use it anyway, that are conservative, how in the world did it turn so left-leaning at the polls?
Well, I'll tell you why, okay? I've actually done quite a bit of research on Virginia in all my spare time that I really don't have, but I thought it was important. Now, what's happened, Arlington, especially apparently, has taken in a lot of, immigrants, not necessarily legal ones, but a lot of immigrants. The population has changed. I listened to a video by a guy named John Mark, who I don't necessarily agree with, but when he puts the demographic charts up, you've got this, oh man, hang on, okay? Hang on,
yes,
Chance.
Sir.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
we'll
sir.
Be back in about 2 minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now,
and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend your life with